happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I hope to whatever deity there is that you check out the Meatweed store. We're going to have a huge discount in the shop Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. All throughout the rest of the rest of the year, I guess. At this point, it's just permanently on there. For those who watch, it's going to be a discount of 25% off. I don't have this done yet. I have to go on the website and do it manually. But the code will be in the description of this podcast episode. I don't actually have it yet. What I do have is some lovely words. Thank you. This year, we were able to achieve the goal, the milestone that we had last year for the YouTube channel to get 1,000 subscribers. We didn't reach it last year, and I was kind of sad about that until this year came and knocked it out of the park with one of the videos that I made. That is the one thing I'm thankful for this year. I'm really happy. I don't even have a milestone for this year. We know we reached it. I'm happy. That was peak. And the live stream that I've been able to do with the PS5, it's been great, honestly. I've had such little issues. Every now and then something does come up. Recently, the Long Dark started crashing over and over again, and it scared me. But I was able to fix it. Thankfully, it was an issue that I overlooked when I first downloaded the game. I'll get more into it later. There's a whole bunch to talk about. Anyway. I guess I should start with the embarrassingly obvious thing that I overlooked when downloading The Long Dark on the PS5. When I first started playing the game, I played it on the PlayStation 4. I had to transfer the data over. Thankfully, the game was free because of that. What I did not realize was that the transfer was free, but I still had to upgrade to the PS5 version. Of course, this transfer was something I had to Google because I thought something's up with The Long Dark where even if I'm not live streaming, the game crashes. The issue was not the PlayStation 5. It was the type of it was the game itself, the one that I had downloaded, because I forgot to get the PlayStation 5 upgrade, and it constantly reminded me to do that. And I thought, is this not the PS5 upgrade? I went outside of the game. I looked at the files, and I thought, oh, whoops. So thankfully, that is fixed now. I think I'll go back to do the DLC area of the Long Dark, just based on the fact that I no longer have that issue, right? I can go into the Long Dark DLC places and it won't crash as much. And of course, the more days I survive in the game, the harder it becomes for the game to, you know, like run on older hardware, older software. It was software. The main reason being is because, again, it was the PS4 version. And that's from years ago, really. Funny enough, the only reason I thought to look into the everything else about it, right, was that I looked it up on Reddit and I thought, this is the version I have. And then I Googled it and the version I have is from 2017. And everyone was saying, this is the PS4 version. You need the PS5 one, which is a different number. I looked it up and I thought, oh my God, that's embarrassing. I thought the game would at least tell me, hey, upgrade the version of the PS5 version. It never told me. I downloaded it. I've been playing the old one, right? I had to do an entire thing called a data transfer, and it said it might take hours. I pushed square. Thankfully, I only have 2 save files, and everything went over, and it took 5 minutes. It was a very short transfer because not much was there, mainly being because I really don't play for long periods of time. I'll do it for a little bit, and then I'll just move on from it, you know? Funny enough. But that is now fixed, so the live stream should be fine. Other videos are in the works, but it's the holiday season. Come on, let me spend time with my family. Let me enjoy them, you know? Let me enjoy my life. I am still doing the podcast because, you know, it's recorded voice. I'm going to do it. I'll record a little bit here, a little bit there, and hopefully get it out in time for the holiday season. Or Black Friday, actually. It's going to come out on Black Friday. How fitting. So, what's up with Black Friday exactly? Because apparently nothing is actually on sale anymore for Black Friday. You know, have you guys noticed that every year Black Friday's deals have gotten worse and worse? Well, people are seemingly retaliating. There's an interesting video I saw where somebody was talking in detail, but I'll summarize. Now, companies don't care if you buy a product and then return it because it's a defective product. In fact, places like Amazon will just let you keep the product. They'll be like, well, it's broken. All right, here's your money back. Keep the product. We don't give a shit. We make so much money, we don't care. What they don't like is the product being returned. Now, the whole reason being is because they've given you back your money. They got the product back. They can no longer sell the product. However, they have to pay this fee. And this fee is about 3% of what the item costs. Now, that's not too big of a deal for smaller items. However, he decided to say, think about this way, right? The holiday season is coming around. So let's say you return items and you return and you return and you return items, right? You got to use it for a bit. Maybe it's not what you wanted. But more importantly, you get to tell these big companies, you know, to fuck off. It's a new protest, I guess, that's going on because people are sick of the amount of greed, really, that these companies have. And it's funny because I say this as someone who was appalled and kind of saddened by the recent events of Campbell's. If you guys don't know what happened to Campbell's, I'm actually genuinely surprised. One of the co-founders or one of the co-CEOs, I forget what he is exactly. He's a very high important person in the company of Campbell's. He was caught on camera. You can hear his voice, him saying, I don't eat this shit. We make shit for poor people. This stuff is basically like, this chicken is like artificial meat in a test tube, you know, like really lambasting the company to the point where it's like, oh my God, you know, like this is one of the higher ups. This is one of the guys that really benefits, really makes a lot of money off of this stuff. And already the backlash can be seen in places like Walmart, other stores like Target, you know, little places where they sell Campbell's soup and other products. So much so that people have decided, hey, Campbell's soup isn't enough. What we're going to do is look at all the companies that Campbell's owns, such as Rouse and all these other places, right? They had a whole list of them, a whole list. Hang on, let me check the list. This is a small part of that list, but there's a whole lot. You know what? I think this is the whole list. Nah, it's got to be a small part of it. Anyway, it's Campbell's, obviously. Campbell's Chunky, of course. This one, I was surprised. Rouse Homemade. So Rouse Homemade Pasta Sauces are owned by Campbell's. V8, Pace, Prego, Michael Angelo's, Pacific Foods, anything with Swanson on it, with the red S, Goldfish Crackers, Lance, Snyder's? Yeah, Snyder's of Hanover, The Kettle Company, Pepperidge Farm, which is going to be a huge issue there, Pepperidge Farm Milano, Cape Cod, and Late July. Never heard of the last one, but apparently Campbell's owns all of them. So if you're in the mood to protest something because the CEO just basically said the quiet part out loud, there it is. Don't buy any of those. Do your own research, honestly. I personally don't eat Campbell's, like, ever. And it's funny I mentioned these, right? I see all of these companies. I see all of these specific soups, right? I just think Campbell's is okay because they're very shelf-stable and that's it. I don't see them as a mainstay. You know what I mean? Like, they're good, but I think that's it, really. This isn't him just going off, you know, like saying, oh, this company's bad, don't eat from here. It's just a guy who was, if I remember correctly, he was high. He was very high when he was in this interview. And basically, they got him to say all this stuff, you know, like, there's a lot of audio of the guy saying this. And like, the beginning is like cut off, you know, I think maybe what's going on is, I guess he was being reprimanded at work. And so he decided to fucking go off. All of the stuff that was cut off was racial stuff. So, pretty fucking bad. Pretty fucking bad. Jesus Christ. What a scenario, right? Like, what a thing to say before everyone's going out to buy stuff to cook for Thanksgiving. That's probably the fucking worst time, dude. The worst time. Of course, think of it this way. It could be the opposite. It could have been some sort of PR stunt. You never know with these companies, right? The bigger the company, the more shit they have to do in order to get their names out there. It's not easy. It's not ethical, but it's done. It's always done all the time. It's like the old adage says, sex sells. You know that, or, well, that's one of them, but, how does the saying go? It's like, no publicity is bad publicity. There we go. That's the one. Sex sells. Where the fuck did I get that from? Who's fucking a can of Campbell's? What a awful image I just got in my head. That was the worst thing I could have said out loud. Out fucking loud. Oh my God, dude, what the fuck was that? You know what it is? I need to sleep. I need a good fucking hard sleep. Also, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've been working on YouTube videos like 24/7. My subscriber count went from 700 to 1,140. Thank you all so much, by the way. I gotta talk about that next. In a way, it's a double-edged sword because on the one hand, I got a lot of people that are coming in subscribing because of one video, right? It's a double-edged sword because that one video is great. You know, like a lot of people love it and I'm happy that they love it. But they subscribe to me based on that. And then they watch the rest of the content and go, oh, nothing else is like this. Look, every video is kind of unique, I guess. I'm not going to say I'm a gaming channel because I mainly focus on one game. That's pretty obvious, The Long Dark. But funny enough, I actually used to play Monster Hunter more than anything. I don't play a lot of other games, to be honest. I'm just very focused on which games that I do play, right? Like I do like a certain amount of games. But the thing is, some of them, I think based on the... There's this thing, if they have like a really fucked up fan base or a really weird fan base, I try not to associate with the game at all, right? Like, some of them, I don't know how to put it. It's just not my cup of tea to be around those people, and I'm not going to sit here and fake it. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm totally wholesome, whatever, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but without sounding like a total dick, but it's been a point of contingency of mine where if I'm going to upload streams or videos or clips of certain games, I don't want to be associated with the fan base. Now, The Long Dark, the fan base is so small that everyone pretty much knows each other. But at the same time, there's no, like, weird guys. I don't know how to put this. There's no weirdness. There's just people that like a very chill video game. Sometimes they like when it's a little stressful, but it's not too difficult, you know? People that actually go outside and relax. But they can't for whatever reason, or maybe they just like the challenge of the game, you know? I mean, I know I live nowhere near fucking Canada or Alaska. I'm never going to see snow. I don't see snow regularly, like up close in person. I never see it, actually. Now that I think about it, where I live, it's never snowed once. So this is the closest I have to seeing snow, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm going to take advantage of it. Hell yeah. Fuck it, why not? But anyway, the fan base for The Long Dark is great. I love them, right? That's kind of why I'm so into the game. But a good or bad fan base, I think I've done a whole podcast episode on this before where it can make or break a game for certain people. Like, they could see a game and go, oh, but this game is great. And then look at the fan base and go, I don't want anything to do with them. This isn't just video games. There's like a lot of stuff. Like anime in general, I think that's why I stay away from it. Because there's a certain type of fan that ruins it for the rest of them. By them, I mean other people that like the shows as well, right? It's just, I don't know, man. It's funny thinking about it, but at the same time, I don't know. Look, there's a thing right now. It's Thanksgiving. It's also Black Friday. I'm still recording during, so I don't think I'm going to do a full hour of this episode just because, you know, I got to go, you know, be with family and stuff, right? I got to handle all kinds of shit. Busy. This episode's still going to come out because, you know, I have a schedule to keep. I'm sorry it's not an hour long, but I look at the numbers and I'm going to be honest. I don't think any of you care. I really don't think you care. Like, let's be fucking real, you know? Like, I'm glad. I'm grateful for the people that are there, but not a lot of people are. Period. They haven't been there for years. Period. The ones that are there, fucking great. Grateful for you, by the way. Thankful for you, the real fan. But it gets to you. You know, it gets you over a long period of time where it's just, I don't know, sometimes you get demotivated. You know, the one thing that motivates you just kind of, you don't know where it's at anymore, I guess. You know, sometimes you got to look within. I don't know why the fuck I'm saying this. I really don't know. I'm just busy. But today, because it is Thanksgiving and Black Friday, I'm going to spend a bit less time, you know, on the recording the podcast. Having said that, I am thankful for everyone listening. Also, for everyone who subscribes to the YouTube channel, I'm really surprised. I'm still surprised about that. I had this funny thing I did earlier this week. I don't know if a lot of people saw this, but I live streamed myself washing dishes. And midway through the beginning of the stream, which ended up causing it to end super early, because mostly a live stream is like at least an hour, right? This live stream ended so abruptly, it was just awkward, because it was just, like, 8 minutes in, the stand that I had that I bought for, I've had it for the longest time, right? The stand wasn't the problem. It was this little metal fixture that was behind my phone. On the phone case, specifically. Finally gave up. Like, it just snapped off, and there was no getting it back on. It was just not gonna happen, because the thing is, it has to do with this glue that was very old, and I fully glued it to my phone. This thing was so well placed, it might as well have been welded on. What I was surprised about is that it took this long, but what I'm not surprised about is what caused it to weaken, which was, I looked up later, that this thing says when you're removing the metal, like, it's a magnet-based thing, so when you're removing it from the magnet, you're supposed to push down on the phone and not straight out. I pulled straight out, and it just yanked, it just tore it off. I think in the fucking live stream, you can hear it go off because it's so close to the phone. I'm not using any external microphone. This is entirely the phone's microphone, and it's very clear, and it just fucking rips, because I just go, oh shit, it broke, and then I had to end the stream. The worst part is people were coming in and watching. So as things were just starting to pick up, it fell apart immediately. And it was funny as hell to me, but at the same time, it was like a little awkward. I don't know. Awkward to me because I was having a fun time doing it, but at the same time, good because the dishes were already done. It was not going to be a live stream, like a long one to begin with, you know? It was going to be a relatively short one, but not that short. Like, I was going to stretch out at least to 15 minutes, right? Something small, something funny. Because I've never used the live feature on my phone. But as soon as I did, I realized that, unfortunately, it's always going to be vertical. Like, I don't like vertical live streams. I don't know a lot of people that do watch them. I know it's not my niche, but I know it's someone's. So it worked, right? Like, for some people. People were coming in. The problem is it broke. So I have to buy a new one. And I looked for pieces, right? Because I thought I'll just reattach it. You know, it came with a glue thing, came with a primer. I'll put it back on. So I wanted to come and explain that, because I know people came into the stream and it abruptly ended. The reason I mentioned that is I got another one already. I might do it again. And it's just like little bullshit videos that I could do on the spot, unedited. Just, I had this thought process of, like, I don't know, maybe making cheese or something, you know? Live streaming making cheese, that'd be kind of cool to me. And the whole time, it wouldn't have to be like, well, it would have to be plugged into a power source, because I know that 1 hour of live streaming on a phone is definitely going to burn the battery, right? I mean, 8 minutes took off like 10%, but that's just because my phone was, you know what? I actually don't know how much it took off. I'm just pulling that number out of nowhere. But it's a rough estimate based on the fact that my phone's kind of old. I don't remember which iPhone I have, but the camera still works, so I'm not going to upgrade anytime soon. And it's interesting that I'm trying so hard to live stream so much, mainly because it's just, not only is it lower effort, I get why a lot of people do it now, it's lower effort, but also it's just, Jesus, what's the word? It's lower effort, but it's more fun, because people come into the live stream, and it's exactly that, one-on-one interactions while live. I also had a recent, like, Twitch thing that happened, where I was live streaming on Twitch. I'm going to be blunt. I'm not doing that for a longer period of time based on the fact that I live streamed on Twitch, and immediately I was just solicited things. You know, people were saying, oh, follow this, subscribe to that, follow me on here. Hey, can you DM me? And I now put on my banner, no solicitors, please. So if someone's being nice to me and then they go, hey, can you follow me on this? Instant no, block, you know, and it's annoying, but it has to be done. I just didn't know that Twitch was that bad. I thought for sure there'd be some more moderation. Then I realized I am the moderator. So I can't, you know, it's all on me. So on YouTube, it's not as bad, like, bot wise. I've had a few bots on YouTube, but I think YouTube knows what a bot is. So when a comment comes up that is from a bot, instantly blocks and deletes them. And I've seen a few of them. They're not all that bad. Sometimes it'll just be like, oh, subscribe to this on YouTube. And it's like, yeah, no. Not, you don't come on someone else's live stream and promote your own shit. Don't do that. If you're the kind of person that's just starting and you're promoting yourself in that way, I'm sorry to say, but you're not doing it right. Like, that's not something you want to do, because you will come off as, like, self-centered, annoying, kind of a dick, you know? Just keep doing your stuff and the audience will show up. Lord knows that I know that happened to me, because, well, for one video, I guess. I don't know, there's still a lot of Discord on that video, you know? Speaking of Discord, do not ask to add me on a Discord. I won't do that. Apparently that's another thing that people spam you with, I guess. You know, it's all just like spam bots, and they're getting sophisticated. Some people aren't even spam bots, they're just idiots who are trying to sell you shit. And others are just genuine people trying to make a living online. This person must have thought I was stupid, because immediately I recognized, you're trying to sell me AI stuff. Like, I see right through it, right? You know, I see right through it. And no, it's not going to work on me. I'm sorry. Like, I know a lot of people are genuinely trying, right? I don't know why they genuinely try so hard to push this fucking AI bullshit. But not only do I recognize it, it's happened before. Like, this isn't the first time I've had this shit happen before. And now I'm more wary of people online reaching out to me. So unfortunately, I have this mentality where it's like, if anyone reaches out to me online, instantly suspect them of malice. You know, bad ideas. Unfortunately, that's led to a lot of people, I guess, who would have been friends, just like cut off. Which is kind of sad, but at the same time, you got to do what you got to do. And I don't know, man. I'm cold right now. I'm really fucking freezing. I'm wearing a tank top in the winter. It's probably the worst idea. Probably the worst idea I've had in a while. I'm shivering. That's all. I'm quite shivering. Oh my god, dude. This spray that I've had for years is so beat up. Do these expire? It's graphite by Bath & Body. Men's Collection Body Spray. I can't smell anymore. Oh well. Good news on something. We have an update on something that I've been doing in secret. So maybe I shouldn't update you guys. Sorry, shit. Never mind. I'll just tell you about it. You guys remember when I was doing homebrew wine? I made another batch recently. Not even recently. I made another batch in the summer. It is now the beginning of winter, and it's finished. I took one sip. 10 out of 10. Just barrel aged. It aged perfectly. It did just fine. It was like smooth as water. Went down just as smooth. So, yeah, again, 10 out of 10. Perfect. Now, what do I do with it? Like, I mean, I'm not really a drinker. I'm more into the process of making the stuff. But now that I've made this high-class wine, I looked at it and I thought, well, fuck, all right. I mean, I'm not going to drink it. Maybe one or two, I don't know. Maybe one or two glasses. And even then, it's still like, I don't know. I feel like I haven't earned it. I need to earn a drink. You know what I mean? I don't know if a lot of people have that mentality. I guess because I'm getting older, I need to come back from a hard day of work, you know? The hell was that? I'm looking at the pieces of the ring that broke off of the metal bit that broke off my phone. That was unfortunately like, I don't know. I really like that thing, man. I really like the phone holder, because it was so convenient too, and now I have no use for it. The problem is just that one piece breaks, and now the rest of it's completely useless. I even decided to try to fix it with some glue that I had. I left it for several hours. I tried to put it back on, and the moment I took it off, it just broke all over again. So that's how I knew there was no fixing this. I even decided to do that technique where if a smooth surface is too smooth for glue to hold onto, you kind of like scruff it up with a knife or something sharp, right? And then the glue goes into the fibers and it holds onto it better. That did not work. It actually made it worse. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. But I think I do know what to do. And unfortunately, I've already done it. You know, just buy a new one. But one that doesn't rely on magnets. I like the idea of magnets because you don't have to, you know, if something breaks, my idea was if something broke, it would be easier to fix, but I was so wrong. Like, this was impossible. I even went to my parents' house, like, all the way back there just to look for the piece for it. And I'm like, I don't know if I left it here or not. No, it's gone. It's fully gone. Like, it's trashed. And sometimes I have the habit of holding on to stuff, but for some reason, this is something I didn't hold on to. What the fuck was I thinking? Like, actually, what was I thinking? Like, that would have been perfect to hold on to. It's a small, like, one, no, you know what? It's like an inch and a half ring. That would have instantly been better, you know, just having it there. But no, I had to throw it away because I'm all about cleaning and shit. I don't know. Listen, it's like fucking midnight. It is Thanksgiving, so I'm trying to not wake up anybody.
I like these podcast episodes where it's like 30 minutes. It's chill. I'm not trying to rush it out. But I don't know, a lot on my mind right now. So I'm going to be honest with you about the recent updates to the podcast, the YouTube channel. I'm going to focus more on the YouTube channel. I've already said that before, but it seems to be paying off. So I'm going to live stream more. I mean, a lot more. Like, I've been doing like hour and a half intervals to 2 hours, because what I'm trying to do is chip away at this challenge where I'm trying to survive 1,000 days on the long dark. I'm at day 163 now, I believe. I checked today and it's 160 something. So it's not, we're not doing too bad. You know, we kind of hit a wall recently where we are surviving the days, but now we're in Black Rock, which is a very hard place to survive. That's kind of the point of going there. It keeps things interesting. We got really fucking good footage the other day. Let me be clear, okay? Sometimes I skip a few days making videos because of the fact that nothing really happens. Sometimes the long dark's just stupidly chill. There have been literal weeks in the game, like 7-day increments, where I'm gathering wood. That's it, you know? Just gathering wood, walking around, gather more wood. And that's kind of the point of the game, is that it's so low-key and chill. And you're watching it on a live stream and you think, well, nothing's happening. And then suddenly something happens and it's like a fucking jump out of nowhere, you know? One of the coolest things happened on the live stream too. I'm so fucking glad I caught it, where it was super dark, right? Luckily, my TV's kind of bright. It was super dark. And I heard a growl in the dark. So I knew there was a wolf stalking me. And I shot in the dark 2 arrows and fucking killed the fucking killed the wolf. I made a fire next to the corpse. I didn't realize it was right next to it. And again, chat wasn't really there, you know, like sometimes chat pops off, sometimes they don't, but I don't know. I'm just glad I got that on the live. And I'm also glad that the lives are saving onto the YouTube channel. Like, if you want to watch the entire live stream, you can go ahead and watch it. You're not going to be like, you know, what is it? You're not going to be on live. Like, I'm not going to be interacting with you, but if you do come to the live, you'll see me. And if you comment something, I'll react. I always tend to do that. Also, I've been, every now and then you'll hear in the beginning of the live stream, there's some audio and then I turn it off. I've been turning off my mic. People have told me in DMs that they actually prefer the ambiance of the game. They don't want to hear me talk over it. Afterwards, when I edit the videos, yeah, you know, go ahead and talk as much as you want. But something about the live, like the when I talk over it, there's no real way to mix it on the PS5. So I just leave it blank video. Without talking over it. It's kind of hard for me to do that, just based on the fact that sometimes I do want to say something, but instead of doing that, like the other day, we had someone in chat, and I hope you're doing okay. You know, someone was having a really bad couple of days, a couple of weeks, in fact, a year. Just a real shitty time, a real shitty hand dealt with time. And I told them that, you know, basically, like, for everything they've gone through, they will end up a stronger person for it, you know? And they really seemed to struck a chord with it. We actually had a conversation in the chat for a while. And I'm glad we did, because it's like, that's great, you know? Like, I'm glad, like, I'm almost honored that I was a source of comfort to you, you know? Like, it really does feel a certain way when you're live streaming and people decide to tune in, not say anything, just kind of sit there and watch. That feels good to me. That feels really good to me. And I love that, you know, to me, it's a source of comfort. I don't know about other people, but I love doing that. And I love when other people love it too. It hits different, you know, it really does. Anyway, it's Thanksgiving, turning into Black Friday. That's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I'm going to upload this as soon as I can. I know it's a shorter podcast. It's half the span that they normally are. This is normally the length that I used to do. It has been 2 weeks. I'm going to be honest. We've had a lot on our plate. You know, like just a lot on my plate. I'm tired. Like I'm just exhausted. There's been a lot of shit going on. I don't want to think too much about it. But the holiday season's coming up. And one tends to stress out around this time of year. And then other stuff happens in the background. It bothers us. And then other stuff happens that bothers us. I don't know. It's a mess, okay? But listen, we got to stay positive, you know, keep our head up high. We'll get through this. We'll get fucking, you know, we'll be stronger on the other side for it, you know? Flex those muscles, baby. I'm flexing. No one can see it. Anyway, I'm going to go live stream. I'll upload this right away. And happy Thanksgiving for those who celebrate. See you guys.